I've had a lot of people, you know, in light of what happened with the Manuka protests over the weekend, a lot of people are asking me, what's Troy going to do, Scott? What's Troy going to do? Mark Riglione is on the Troy School Board. He joins us here this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Mark, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We understand the Manuka events were well attended. What is Troy doing?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
At last Wednesday's board meeting, the September board meeting, we unanimously voted to put a several phase feature in to get kids back into the school. And I totally recognized all the time the administration and the superintendent put into it. And I myself did approve of the different phases. But I've had some parents get a hold of me after the board meeting. And by the way, we did have parents call us and tell us we appreciate the effort in getting and what we're going to – the phase one has students in preschool and some special ed going back into the classrooms. So I guess where I'm going with this is that we have several phases, about four or five, and it's strung all the way out to January. And I've talked to a couple board members after the board meeting, and we're all in favor of kind of putting it into a different gear, if you would. It's very slow phases. And, you know, I think one thing that we all have to remember, if the Illinois Department of Health didn't come out with the August 12th mandates, we would have all been back in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to think about that, that we were ready to go, all of us, not just preschool, not just special ed. So I already had a conversation with Dr. Kale about possibly moving it into a different gear, like I said, if you would.
Okay.
And possibly speeding up getting the rest of the school back in. I'm all for that myself, personally. I'm hearing way too many stories of schools that are all back in. There's stories of students that are struggling being at home. We need to deal with that.
Right.
There's absolutely no right answer, like I said the last time I was on. But I think to a point, and I think, again, we have to still remember that before August the 12th, the whole board unanimously wanted to get all students, no matter what grade they were in.
Mark, just to be clear, before we let you go, as you guys put the five-part plan in, but you are reconsidering that now, moving up the timeline?
Well, I'm talking personally. I'm only one voice.
Okay.
But I've talked to a couple of different board members, and I'm not against the five phases, but I'm interested in instead of being in first gear, maybe we need to move it up to second or third gear and accelerate getting more kids, more grades in, instead of the slow process. And I know, Scott, when you walk, you don't trip. When you run, you trip and fall, get hurt. I understand that. But I think we need to maybe take another look and accelerate getting more kids quicker than November.
Okay. So you'd like to see a majority of your kids back in on a hybrid sometime before November.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm not saying next week. But I think we need to speed it up a little bit.
Okay. Mark, thank you very much. Please stay in touch.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
All right, there you go. Yeah, a lot of parents emailing me and asking me, hey, Scott, what's going on with Troy? That five-part plan is awfully slow, and it looks like some of your school board members agree. We'll continue to follow that story.